President Obama wants the U.S. military to help combat the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Local healthcare systems are collapsing, and American troops could help. But as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, getting the U.S. military involved isn't as straightforward as it might sound.
This latest Ebola outbreak is the worst ever. It's already sickened and killed thousands. And speaking on NBC's Meet the Press earlier this week, President Obama said the U.S. military could help.
What I've said, and I said this 2 months ago to our national security team, is we have to make this a national security priority.
That was so great to hear.
Timothy Flanagan is an American doctor volunteering in Liberia, the nation hardest hit by this outbreak. He says the local healthcare system has completely broken down. The U.S. Department of Defense has doctors, nurses, field hospitals. It can move supplies, food, fuel, all the things the nation needs as the crisis grows worse.
The U.S. military is uniquely poised to help with this disease. We've trained for it. We've got the logistics, we've got the support, and we have the material.
But the day after the president's comments, the Pentagon made only a modest commitment. It will supply Liberia with a 25-bed field hospital and no medical staff. Flanagan is disappointed.
A 25-bed hospital, it really is not going to be a significant help to the Liberian people.
But the military can't solve everything just by sending in the troops, says Michael Lumpkin, who's heading up the Pentagon's Ebola response.
Our deployable medical capabilities are generally trauma medicine, treating people who suffer wounds in combat and things of that nature. That's not necessarily what they're dealing with there.
And Lumpkin says sending in large numbers of troops could make things worse.
Flooding the zone with everything can actually cause more problems. So what we have to do is make sure that we're putting the right capability in the right place at the right time.
Earlier this summer, Liberian troops were in the wrong place, and it made things a lot worse. Security forces came in to quarantine the citizens of an Ebola-stricken slum without explanation. Residents got angry. They started throwing rocks. Then, live rounds were fired into the crowd. A teenage boy died. Foreign troops wouldn't be there to enforce quarantines, but just their presence could be destabilizing, says Julie Fisher, a public health expert at George Washington University.
It's not so good to invade with public health. That does not build trust, does not build sustainable relationships.
In fact, until recently, many charities working in the region didn't want militaries involved. But as the outbreak grows worse, aid groups feel they have to take a chance.
I think that what we've already seen is a sea change in the receptiveness of many international public health workers to military engagement.
Doctors Without Borders, which has clinics throughout the region, is now asking for military support. In neighboring Sierra Leone, the British military is planning to set up and run a 62-bed facility. That work is being done in coordination with the charity Save the Children. The White House is now considering how the U.S. can best help fight Ebola. Those battling the outbreak hope it will decide to increase military aid, and soon. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.